Bucky's Basement.
Welcome to this week's episode of Bucky's Basement. I'm Bucky, and as always, in the basement with me today, I have old boy.
Welcome this week. I'm just going to try to mimic you. It's old boy.
Who's drunk, and I have juice box.
I'm going to give a big shout out to our wives right now, and then let's continue this podcast.
No doubt.
That is true. Our wives hold down the fort every time we do an episode, whether that is late at night when the kids are in bed, or on a Sunday afternoon at 2:40 p.m. when they have found a different activity for our kids to do. So The three of us can go enjoy Nashville's party bus scene.
No kidding, man. And what a nice day it was today.
Beautiful
perfect
day.
Perfect day out.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful day. So we are back with another episode of...
Are You Not Transportained? God damn. Can y'all believe we got Russell Crowe to record that?
It costs us a lot.
Yep, a whole lot.
If you want to believe that, you know, I've got some, oceanfront property in Arizona, I'll sell you. Speaking of that, if you are listening to us right now, always know that you can watch us on YouTube because we always encourage these specific episodes to you. If you want to just put YouTube on your phone, in your car, put it down in your console, occasionally look down at a stoplight, you're going to see three 40-year-old guys who just went on a party bus.
Yeah.
And we honor you, our listenership, by getting ourselves off of this party bus, somehow getting back to Bucky's Basement, and immediately recording these episodes. Because this week, we did another Are You Not Transportained? And I unveiled it to them. They kind of got it a little bit early this time.
Right.
On the way there, not pulling up in the parking lot.
I kind of had a feeling with how nice of a day it was. I was like, he's going to book something that's like open air.
Yeah. And to put you guys in perspective out there, I don't care where you are in this country. Today it was 70 degrees and sunny. And we decided to venture ourselves down to Demumbrian Street. That's right. That's how you pronounce it.
Yep.
Not Demon Brewing.
That's right.
Not the fucking Nashville, Redneck Comedy Tour, how they do it. We were right there on the corner where we, if you've listened to our Redneck Comedy Tour bus episode, you'll know there was a segment in that, and we were right there, but we were joining something else today called the Nashville Pedal Tavern.
Yeah.
Georgette Nash was not on this tour.
No, but we might have seen her.
We may have passed her.
We did. Today we ventured over to Demumbrian Street where you kick off the Nashville Pedal Tavern. This is a lot more convenient than going to Fessler's Lane for the Nashville Party Wagon. Why can't I even think of it?
Tractor?
Party Tractor.
Nashville Tractor.
Nashville Tractor.
That was on Fessler's Lane. We had to pick up the Redneck Comedy Tour bus from, Opryland.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
15
hotel.
Miles outside of Nashville.
So, thinking back, the only plus I will give to the Redneck Comedy Bus is free parking.
Okay.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought about that.
Any other I guess Nashville Tractor had free parking.
That was
but
free
it was,
parking.
Like, tricky. Like,
yeah.
That wasn't, like, open parking.
That's true.
No, you do have to go down there and find somewhere to park on Demumbrian. This is a Sunday afternoon. Our tour was at 2:40.
Yep.
We find the closest parking lot. It was $30. So, a little bit expensive. But
a little bit.
I think you've come to expect that. It was $30 for 3 hours,
right,
so $10 an hour.
But you got to think a lot of people are not going down there and parking. Like, a lot of people are probably Ubering or walking or riding one of those electric scooters.
Because, we've said before, nobody is local. Right?
True. Yeah.
Most people going on this are not local.
100%.
So, just for perspective, I paid $25 for parking earlier today. We took our kids down to Brooklyn Bowl to see the, what's the name of that band? Rock and Roll Playhouse.
Yeah.
Yep.
They do like covers of different, different artists. And this time they were doing the Beatles. So $26.50 or something with their charge or whatever.
No shit.
I mean, that's just like Nashville parking, right?
Yeah.
That's just, if you're paying at one of those lots.
It's robbery.
Yeah.
It's robbery.
you're coming to expect it. They're taking money off tourists. So are every company in Nashville, because tourism is the number two industry in this town, right?
But let me just jump in. They're not taking money off tourists. They're taking money off locals, because tourists are not driving to these things. Tourists are taking Lyfts and Ubers. Like,
true.
Okay.
That's true, man.
So they're just screwing over the local people.
That's fair.
That brings up a good point. And you know, some of us locals actually know kind of where to park. Like, it depends on if you have your kids or not.
We used
you'll
to.
Do that extra walk or whatever.
Right. Yeah, but when you have kids, you need the parking to park charge and park close. Yeah.
It's convenient. It's
shitty.
Speaking of the Brooklyn Bowl, that is where old boy and I picked up Juice Box to venture our way over to, again, the bottom of Demumbrian Street, where the Nashville Pedal Tavern has had a house for years. It's kind of where it looks like an old house. It definitely was an old house. I know it used to be a like used car lot or something
back
like
in
there.
The day.
Yep. Fun story for our listenership out there. If you want to get personal with me, the only time I ever got a DUI, I was pulled over in the Nashville Pedal Tavern's parking lot.
No doubt. Yeah.
I was driving around downtown with my girlfriend in my girlfriend's car. And because I wasn't familiar with her car, I didn't have the lights on. And it's so bright downtown anyway.
Yeah.
The cop pulled me over for no headlights. I had been drinking. I think it was around my birthday. I will never forget this, as one of my friends was in the tin roof and he saw me get pulled over and he runs down the street and starts yelling at the cop, "I'm his lawyer."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he went to jail that night too.
Nice.
It was unrelated. Like, I didn't tell him I was coming. This was before like cell phones happened. And shit.
Right.
Like, it was just a random thing.
That's really funny. The first time I went to jail, I was also defending you in front of a cop.
We talked about that today.
So do not defend Bucky in front of a cop.
Exactly.
Because you are one also going to jail.
One way ticket.
So we get there again, 2:40. Let's back it up a little bit. The Nashville Pedal Tavern is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, what we call party bus in Nashville.
Yeah. It is.
Right?
They said it started in 2010.
2010. Yep. It comes on the scene when there's not very much to do in Nashville. It was in kind of like this middle point where you used to go downtown, now you go to Midtown, there's nothing. You never saw anything driving up and down the street with people having fun on it.
Not yet.
There was the Fads party buses back in the late 90s and like early 2000s,
but those are always blacked out. You can't, it's like a limo. You can't tell what's going on it.
You're not right at all. So this was the first thing that comes out and you're like, oh man, that actually looks fun in 2010. And fast forward to 2024, and most locals say that looks like it's going to cost me an extra 30 minutes to get down the road.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm stuck behind one.
And
because,
it does.
Because they go 7 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's tough.
A little bit faster than that at times when you're going down a hill or whatever. But when you're talking about people
pedaling.
Yeah. When you're talking about people pedaling, going up some of those hills, especially when we'll get into it, going up Broadway, you weren't on that pedal part. You got a nice little break during this time.
True.
But man, going up that Broadway hill was tough.
Dude,
Yeah, I thought I had it rough the first round. You guys had you had it worse.
Yeah, you definitely have it a pedal, and those people on the other side weren't putting forth much effort, I feel like.
And I couldn't yell at them, but I could yell at you.
Yep. As well as you did.
Yeah, I did.
Again, so we start our day, we show up to Demumbrian, and we go into the house at the bottom of the hill where all the bars are, tin roof. You've got Tailgate Brewery up there. You've got a couple other businesses that just kind of end up turning over every year or two.
Right.
And you never know why. Maybe it's like drug laundering or money laundering or something like that.
I like drug laundering. I wonder what that's like.
Sure. But we show up and we check in. And again, I have pre-signed waivers on a website for all three of us.
Thank you.
And we went in and we checked in. The girl was super nice.
Very nice.
Checked our IDs, made sure that we were on the list. You turn around, there is a bar there. Well, kind of a bar. It's more like a window.
I would not call that a bar.
Because you can't buy drinks on the Pedal Tavern, so you need drinks to take with you.
Correct. So they sell them at the beginning, but nothing over 8% alcohol. So you can't bring hard liquor. You can't bring things that would cause people to fall off of these.
Sure.
You're drinking seltzers and ciders and, you know, light beers and whatever people drink now. So you can buy that there. You can also bring your own like alcohol, which is something we haven't seen yet.
Let's talk about that for a second, because we went on the tractor.
Yep.
We paid 50 something bucks to go on the tractor.
Yeah. Yep.
Had to buy all our beer from them. Had to.
Yeah.
There was no other option unless you only drank at that like halfway point or whatever. This, you can bring as much beer as you want. There was no limit, it didn't seem like.
No.
Yep.
And the only, the way they're making money is if you forgot to buy beer and you have to buy some from them, which was $6 a beer. It's kind of steep. It was four beers for $18 or something like that if you want to buy it from them.
Right. But by Nashville prices, that's not bad.
It's not at all. But I'm just saying, that's the only place they're selling alcohol. They're not selling alcohol. They need to be selling alcohol on the Pedal Tavern. Mm-hmm. Honestly, don't let people bring your shit on there. Have somebody selling whatever. But
yeah, an extra cooler.
Let's transition this out, because they also need to be giving kickbacks to that liquor store on Second Avenue, because I don't think people understand, and you can read as much as you want on the Pedal Tavern's website. I don't think you understand how much you're going to consume, and you kind of run out of it quick, right?
Well, all right. So on the first leg, we each drank two beers. And on the last leg, we drank two beers, right?
Yeah. More or less. And I probably could have drank more, but because I was faking it towards the end of the first part of the tour. So I took it down. The last on the tractor, we can't even compare it to the Redneck Comedy Bus because there was no drinks or whatever. So with the Nashville tractor, I can't remember exactly how many social drinks we had, but there was probably six or seven.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We're basically a social drink, for those of you who don't know, is the hype person or the bartender or the person on the mic saying, everybody drink, and this is an exciting point during one of these party buses where, everybody gets a social.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bonding moment.
So six or seven on the Nashville tractor. Let's go ahead and drop the number on today's Nashville Pedal Tavern.
So on this, you had to drink anytime someone took a picture of you, you saw a dog, and what was the third one? Somebody honks at the
It was called a Bud Light Social.
Red Light. No, it was a Red Light Social.
Red Light Social. I thought he said Bud Light Social.
No, anytime you get to a red light, which we hit so many red lights because we're slow.
I mean, I can't say this is the firm number, but it's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 28 social drinks.
Right.
Which can deplete your drink very fast.
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
There was also a drinking game on this, which we'll get into.
Yeah.
But the awesome thing is we're on a public tour today, which we're going to do every time we do one of these exercises. Are you not transportained?
Absolutely.
We show up. There are two groups of five. There's a group of two and a group of three, and we were the three.
Right.
And you guys, if you've listened to these episodes before, we have to come up with a backstory or cover story to why 340-year-old guys are on a Pedal Tavern on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Right.
Old boy texts us this literally last night. Keep in mind, we are recording this episode within hours of being on this Pedal Tavern. So old boy texts us this scenario last night, and it was an immediate hit. So I want him to get into what we were celebrating today. All right.
So I'll tell you the cover story. And also, it was not last night. I sent it an hour before we went on this. I sent it an hour before we got on this thing. I said, all right, here's our cover story. That we're in town for a wedding, and that the wedding got called off. So we're supposed to be at a wedding, and it got called off because the groom got caught fucking one of the bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to just go on to a party bus just because we're not going to a wedding. So we're like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're in town.
We were looking for something else to do, and this is what we decided on. We were all from Kentucky, which was kind of thrown together last minute. But this story unearths at the end of this whole fucking tour.
You're right. And
it is incredible. Right. Juicebox lays the groundwork during the tour, and then it's like a game of telephone where somebody is telling the next person in their ear because they couldn't believe what they just heard, and then it just goes all around this thing, and we're like famous.
They're like, what?
Yeah, I felt like I couldn't let it just go. Like, we could have just gone the whole ride and not had it come up, really. Like, could have just done it. But I leaned over to the lady next to us who was, kind of friendly with us.
Yeah, Margie.
Margie.
The one who would get naked if we wanted.
Apparently. And she was also one of the girls on the... one of the girls on the Pillow Tavern's mom.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was like her and her friend, and then her an daughter and her their friends.
Yeah, an aunt and a couple of friends.
Let me explain what I just said. She would get naked if we wanted. It was like there was some point in the beginning of this thing where they were like, "Is nobody get naked?" Is one of the rules.
Right. Don't fall off.
Don't get naked. And then all of these girls are just looking at Marge or Margie and they just immediately point to her. And I'm like, so this has happened before.
Yeah. And Margie was sitting next to me and I was like, all right. So like, and she was chatting me up and I thought I was going to drop the news of why we were there. Cause she was asking me all types of questions. Mm-hmm. And when the music kicked on, she just couldn't hear me. Cause I was like, well, actually we're here for this wedding. And she didn't care.
I mean, full disclosure, Margie was like probably a couple of years older than us and had a daughter on the ship that was like in college or something.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like, she was our age.
Yeah, she was down to party.
I do want to go back and say that compared to other party buses in Nashville, we're finding that everything pretty much costs the same, right?
Yeah.
It's around $50 for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
This Nashville Pedal Tavern, again, we said, kicked off from Demumbrian. We went pretty much straight down Demumbrian.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. And then we did like kind of a zigzag through Nashville. And this is something that the Nashville Tractor was not allowed to do. We actually ended up on Broadway on this thing.
Yeah. Right?
And it was incredible.
It was hopping.
Yeah. Like,
we rode right past Honky Tonk Central and then turned right at Kid Rock's bar. Yeah. And Margie was like, that's a good place
to go. Oh, yeah. She was like pointing it out to me. She's like, oh, yeah. If you're not from here, you should definitely go there. And I was like, is it Kid Rock's Big Donkey Honky Tonk? And she's like, uh-huh. I was like, yeah, she'd get it. But
the only thing I was missing out on during that conversation, you know what I wanted to say. And
was
I kept,
Roberts?
I turned around and I counted. I was like, 1, 2, 3. Oh. The fifth floor. Did you go to the fifth floor, Margie?
Damn it.
We haven't established that on this podcast. No one knows what we're talking about.
If you go to the fifth floor of Kid Rock's Big Honky Tonk Donk whatever bar, there you have to go behind this custodial door, but there is an entire room, which is a tribute to Joe C. He was the little, little person that used to rap with Kid Rock in the 90s.
Yeah.
It's a slept on secret, man.
It is. Yeah. And Margie probably never found that. That's the sad part, right? Yeah.
She had no clue.
So we're.
But even if she did, would she know who Josie was? She wasn't like.
She's our age. Of course,
you're right.
She
may have been a huge Kid Rock fan.
She came in during like country.
I bet she's
got
like a Kid Rock tattoo. And like only God knows why.
She was not like Red Album Bawa Taba Kid Rock. She didn't come in until he went, country or did that duet song, or whatever.
I think you're discounting Margie.
She
honestly.
Might be
I
only think, God think, knows why Kid Rock.
100%, dude.
I don't think she was like conducting the orchestra. Joe C. Fucking 90s Kid Rock.
Oh, dude, I think you're discounting her. She had Party Animal written all over her, dude.
I mean, she had to be told to keep her clothes on.
Hence the 21-year-old at the fucking that she's drinking with.
Do you think she's for or against Bud Light?
Ooh. Yes.
Is she Machine Gun Bud Light Kid
Rock?
After he blew up a bunch of Bud Light drinking Bud Light in his own bar, Kid Rock.
Yeah.
You Which know one? What? I bet she's ambivalent. I bet she doesn't even know.
Doesn't
she's
know
like,
what it is.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. She
doesn't read
she's
the news.
She's just here for a good time.
That's all right. So anyway, we go down Broadway. We take a right there. I think that's 3rd Avenue at Kid Rock's bar. And then we go back down a little bit, take another left. We're kind of zigzagging through Nashville, which is awesome. At this time of day, on a Sunday afternoon, there's people all over the streets.
Weather is perfect.
They're looking at you. They're taking pictures. They're yelling. You can like interact with them.
Dude, it's so insane. The Pedal Tavern gets like random people hype. Like people were like shouting out to us and like, clapping and cheering. And like, it's so random. Like, why are you cheering on this Pedal Tavern?
Because they haven't seen that shit in Charlotte, North Carolina, or Branson, Missouri, or fucking wherever else you go to vacation. Yeah.
That's part of the appeal. You feel almost like a rock star riding on the Pedal Tavern because people are cheered for you.
And they're tourists too. So they're like tourists cheering on tourists, man. Right, go Nashville. Right. Did you, But we didn't go by Kid Rocks until after the break, right?
No, that was before.
It was before?
We were zigzagging, and then we ended up down at what you call the Circle of Flags, which is the corner of First and Broadway. It's that little semicircle thing. So turns out every company, every party bus company in Nashville can like drop off there.
It must
there.
Be public,
I did not know
public
that.
Parking, dude.
Or just take a break there, I guess.
Right. Yeah, you had other pedal tavern companies. You had the fire engine pulled up. You had like 55 passenger buses down there. I mean, it was just like the bus or the party bus depot, right?
Yeah.
So we get off halfway through this entire thing, and our tour guide, or the guy who was driving the pedal tavern, which I want to give a shout out to him. His name's John. He was awesome, right?
He was great.
He kept the crowd engaged. He was like pumping it up. He was the one ringing the bell that makes us drink 28 times.
Yeah.
Although, let's talk about it, man. We almost got busted like from the get-go by John. By the owner, I guess.
No doubt.
We did.
Called out.
All right, so
our cover was blown.
I kind of know somebody at the Pedal Tavern, and she helped me get the tickets on the Pedal Tavern today, and I did not know that that person was going to tell our driver that I was on this vehicle.
Which is cool, actually, like in hindsight.
I guess it is cool, but I kept trying to play into the story, so I had to like just ignore it, and then I couldn't make eye contact with that guy for the whole first half of this thing.
I mean, we're not even to the first red light social, and the guy's like, hey, we got the owner of the brew up back here, and he's fucking like radio, like it's nothing but women, basically. Yeah. And everybody's looking at us, and we're like, we don't know.
Which they already called us out. They were like, you guys look like some surfers or something. What are you doing out here?
Giving off some surfer,
up from the get go.
Surfer vibes, and we're all from Kentucky.
You're right. I had to play this whole thing off. Like, it was multiple questions too. It was, and the guy was like trying to figure out during the whole thing. And I knew at the half point, all I had to do was make it to the halfway point, and I'd be like, look, it's me. I don't want to be known. We're playing the story. You know, we're the whole wedding scenario. Mm-hmm. We didn't tell him that. We should have. But we get off because halfway through this tour, you stop at the Court of Flags, which is down on First and Broadway. And then you get 20 minutes to just go out in the streets of Broadway.
Right.
He points out Acme Feed and Seed. He says if you don't have enough beer, which was very convenient, there's a liquor store there on Second Avenue.
And Acme has a special drink that they, if you ask for it, it's a slushy or something.
Yeah, some kind of green slushy.
The girl next to me got real excited about the slushy when he said that. But everybody just kind of goes their separate ways for about 20 minutes. So we went and got another six-pack of beer because we didn't realize how many dings were going to happen on this bell in this pedal tavern.
So many.
Not as many on the second half, I don't feel like.
No, not at all.
Yeah. On the second half, we did have the drinking game.
That's very true.
I forgot about that. Oof. Second half kicks off, and I've got some notes here because I want to say that, man, I had a blast as soon as halftime was over. I think from halftime all the way back was probably my most fun on this.
It's because you were pedaling.
It's not because I was pedaling. I wasn't pedaling on the first half. I ended up as a platform.
Yeah,
Juicebox and I were platform guys.
And I pedaled the first half. I got to say, I looked at everybody else's pedaling, and I felt like I carried the pedaling.
I bet a lot of people say that, right?
Fuck you.
Because the second half, when you got off that 20-minute break, now we've got half the tour left, right? We're going to pedal around a lot more downtown.
Right.
We go straight up Broadway, like straight through traffic.
Straight up.
We're looking at
uphill,
like trucks with windows rolled down and their kids in the back who are just like stargazed by what they're seeing.
Or asleep.
And that's us, right?
And we're all just being ridiculous.
And I was like, this is a lot of fun. And as I did on the Pedal Tavern, the Nashville Tractor, not so much the Redneck Comedy Tour Bus, but I started to take notes on the set list because I think songs make this thing.
Absolutely.
Being an amazing DJ, seeing the people around you, you know, we're in a lot more close proximity on a Pedal Tavern than we are on a Party Tractor. So,
that's a good point.
Have a way to kind of corner yourself off on a tractor. It's a massive, you know, thing that you're standing in.
Yeah.
Pedal Tavern, you're about 3 feet away from the person in front of you.
Right.
And you're right next to a stranger next to you.
And you're right next to a stranger.
People are passing beers. Yeah. Like, everybody's participating.
It was awesome. We were working together. There was one girl that they named the trash girl. and you had to hand all of your trash to her. And then there was somebody else that would get beers out of the cooler if we missed John. If he missed it and we needed some beers. So we were all helping each other out.
He was on top of it. He was so on top of getting beers for people.
That is true. So in the beginning of this, we're looking at standard songs, right? I'm going back to the set list. We Depart, I can't remember a couple of the beginning songs. I didn't start writing notes till
Sweet Home Alabama was one.
I got that, but like, we come down to Mumbrian with 24 Karat Gold, and I remember looking over at Juicebox and being like, this song hit on the Nashville Tractor, and he goes, this song's hitting right now. It's true. I think Bruno Mars is the perfect party bus song.
I mean, it's no for doubt. Any generation, right? Every generation knows that song right
Dude,
now.
There were people dancing. As we were passing people on the street, they were dancing. Right? And they were like, yeah. And it was like, yeah. It was like, hell yeah.
That is true. Then you roll into some favorites or standards on, I think, party buses. Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
That was like the second song.
It was, yeah. Sweet Home Alabama was after that. We're getting into downtown at this point. Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 while we were on Broadway really slapped. Eric Church's Drink in My Hand and then Miley Cyrus' Party in the USA were the next two. And that was just kind of like,
Man, people are super into that Miley Cyrus song.
I'm saying everybody can sing along to the Miley Cyrus song. I don't know that Eric Church song, though. I didn't recognize it at all. I was like, I don't know what this
is. I've heard that plenty of times before. Party in the USA carried us to the Court of Flags, and then we get that 20-minute break like we said. And then after that, we kick off going straight down Broadway, second half of this tour, to some song that old boy and I had never heard. And now it could be one of our favorite songs or most unique things I've heard in a long time. I just wrote down I'm on Fire - Fireball.
Fireball by Pitbull.
By Pitbull. Man. Dude, I hate to admit it, man, but it is a catchy fucking song.
Like, dude, it 100%. And I'm to this day, I didn't even know a Pitbull song until today.
Dude, and now you know one of the best ones.
Yeah, Fireball.
I've never heard that song. I feel like I've heard Pitbull songs. Like, God. You know, there's...
It's brand new. Like, I feel like it's new in the past year or something. And it's like one of these songs that like blew up on TikTok because everybody like started doing these like specific dances or whatever to
God.
Fireball.
Can you imagine that song when we were drinking Fireball?
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah, that's
God.
Drink
damn.
Every time he says Fireball.
It was a cool song. It was a great song for the...
I mean, it's like the best pop. It's the perfect pop song.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it has a hook that's, or a melody that sounds like Tequila.
You're right.
Okay.
And it's like,
very similar.
And it's got a nice little salsa beat. It's just got, every little perfect element to it. I feel like it was almost made by AI. And then they just had Pitbull say his stuff over it.
That's probably it. Maybe Pitbull is like AI.
Dude.
I think he could be.
Shit.
He's not even a real person.
Yeah. Pitbull's AI.
Right. The OG AI. All right. So when I'm on Fire is done and we're all just like coming back to our senses because we can't believe what we just heard. Then we get Shake It For Me, Luke Bryan. And then the next one, which was like sitting in traffic between maybe third and fourth and fifth and Broadway. And then we find out that the street that we're supposed to go down, which is Fifth Avenue, right next to Bridgestone Arena in between the Hilton, is closed. So our driver turns around and he says, you want to hear the good news or the bad news? And we all, like any other crowd, would say good news first, right? And he says, the good news is...
You're going to be in better shape after this.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Bad news is we have to ride up this hill.
The bad news is we have to ride up this hill because the street closed. The good news is you're going to be in so much
better shape.
Better shape, right?
Because,
is that what it was? Fifth was closed and that's
it
why
was.
We had to, okay.
Yeah, so we had to go basically up to seventh to take the left. And this is where the pedaling got difficult, but thank God for this guy's, John's playlist, you know, selection at that point. It was Living on a Prayer. And this is a song that I hate. Like, I hate when I'm in a bar. Like, I can't stand it. It's just a like, to me, it's like Don't Stop Believing or any other played out song.
Dude.
But in this moment, I was just loose enough because I had just enough beers.
You were screaming.
I needed the motivation to get up that hill.
You did.
Yeah.
And they that song played, spoke to me.
They should have played Going Up That Hill.
They played Living on a Prayer, and we were all slamming our hands on the table and singing and yelling, and it gave me the motivation to get up that hill.
Dude, there's something about being on the Pedal Tavern that's like almost like a mini cult. Like, you're just like instantly in with all the people there. You're doing whatever. People are slapping the table. You're slapping it. People are singing along. You're like singing along. It's like you're instantly in with these people. No matter what.
Looking at each other, smiling.
You think we should get a Pedal Tavern and start selling timeshares.
Or start selling Bibles.
Yeah. All right, give me all your money. You're going to buy a house in Florida.
The timeshares would have to be here, right?
Yeah,
right. Because they're having the best time of their life on the Pedal Tavern. Like,
yeah, guys, you're going to have a place right downtown that you'll never be able to stay at.
Dude, the Pedal Tavern just ends in the garage of the timeshare.
Oh, fuck, man.
Damn.
Yeah, and then you go slapping. Inside and there's a party.
Let's talk about this off mic.
Don't stop believing.
All right, so after Living on a Prayer, we get up the big hill, and then we're kind of cruising down 7th, which is great. We kind of go down back down to Mumbry and a couple other streets. But the next song that came on, I also didn't think was a banger until I heard it on a Pedal Tavern in downtown Nashville outside while it's 70 degrees and sunny. Life is a Highway. John Bon Jovi. Dude. Yeah,
Not John Bon Jovi.
No,
sorry.
Earlier we talked about
that's like a remake of an older song. I don't know who sings it like in the newer version.
Sister.
But the old version was
got,
Joe
like,
Cocker.
Feathered hair. I
think it's Sister.
The old version was Joe Cocker.
Was it? We talked with the host about every attendant getting a skip button, and I was like, I looked at Bucky, I was like, I would use my skip right now
on Life is a Highway.
Fuck that song, dude.
I'm kind of with old boy on that, man. I'm not feeling that song.
I thought it slapped right in the
moment.
It
slapped in, and I was singing along with it in the moment, but that's also because I was in a cult.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody on that thing was having a good time and singing along. It's all we want to have the songs that they know, right? So
I get it, and I get the song, and I get why it's probably geared towards that, but fuck that song.
Okay. All right. So skip. Make a note. Life is a Highway might be a skip for people 40 and over.
No.
That's what we're going out on, right?
Yeah.
I'm making a note that next time you lose a karaoke bet, you're going to sing Life is a Highway.
I don't think I can get my voice that high.
It doesn't matter.
All right. After Life is a Highway, we'd make another stop. This was an unexpected stop, right? I didn't think this was going to happen.
Yeah.
We pull over pretty much next to the Skirmerhorn.
Right. But we had passed people that had, we saw other Pedal Taverns at the Skirmerhorn, so I was like, is that the stop? So I already knew people were stopping there. Uh-huh. Our Pedal Tavern was stopping there, so I was still surprised. And tell them what it was.
It was the one and only game, other than, you know, listening for the bell and drinking. We stopped and did another drinking game, just like on the Nashville Tractor.
Right, but right before the tour is over. Which I found odd. Like, all right, we're going to get you real drunk real quick.
That's a good point. Okay. That should be like right off the bat.
Right. We're going to get you drunk in the beginning, but this is like, all right, we're about to let you go. Pound it.
But yeah. did you really know how much time was left?
I mean, I knew it was more than halfway.
We knew it was the second half of the tour. There couldn't have been that much left.
Like, so anyway, I found that odd because a group of our people wanted to go to the moonshine place, and he was like,
"Yeehaw!"
Was like, "Dude, don't do the tasting because like the sampling because you'll get fucked up. Like it's 13 shots of moonshine."
He was like earnest about that too. Like he was like, "Seriously, don't do that.
Don't do
You're going to get too fucked up."
Exactly. Good for him. That's exactly what you should prepare people for.
Absolutely, man. Because like, if you've been drinking and then you go take a bunch of shots of moonshine, you are going to get fucked up.
They must have a good social responsibility training program at the Nashville Pedal Tavern.
Good for them.
Give it up for Jeff.
Because
Jeff?
Right before we go, John. Yeah, because sorry, right John. Before we go
Jeff
over
was
to
the guy that Jeff was our groom.
I got Jeff on the brain.
Jeff and Bonnie.
Jeff is our fake groom that fucked the bridesmaid.
Right. Anyway. Jeff and Bonnie, and he was messing around with Heather, right?
That's right.
Yep.
One of the Heathers.
One of the Heathers. All right, so this drinking game, we stop on the side of the road, and he plays this Irish-like song. Like, think of Dropkick Murphys, or think of like old school Irish, something that we would have heard last Sunday on, you know, St. Patrick's Day.
It was like Froggy Went A-Courtin'. It was, and I knew the song.
It's like the equivalent of there's a frog on the hole in the bump of that's the log it, in the hole it. In the bottom of the sea, whatever that song is. Like, it's
in
like
the valley, yo. Like, everything ended with in the valley, yo.
But it was like 20 things long, right? Like,
so long.
It went around the whole thing. More than once?
No, but
no, it went all the way around.
It went the way around. So if you compare this to the Nashville tractor, we did Thunderstruck, and they had but they were had a drinking game to a song Thunderstruck, and you had to drink every time they said Thunderstruck to the next Thunderstruck. Right. Now this one, it was just John deciding when he wanted a point and give you the thumbs up. If you got pointed at
it. It was during the verse. It was like the whole verse as they were naming off everything.
Oh, was it?
So that's why it got longer and longer and longer.
Each verse got longer.
Like the last people were screwed over.
Yeah.
And nobody, first of all, if you opened a drink towards the end of this whole thing, you would drink the entire drink if you were a normal person.
There was. What was the girl's name? I can't even think of her.
Cameron
across from us traded off from one to the other because she had to drink so much.
Boss. And she was leading that whole group of like people out of town. We found that out when we elaborated the story towards the end.
She had been on the Pedal Tavern 10 times before.
Right.
She had been on the Pedal Tavern 10 times.
She liked it that much. So I guess when people come in town, she's like, we're doing this, which is a huge, like, recommendation in my mind, like, like people come to town to see her, and she's like, "We're going on the fucking Pedal Tavern." Out of all the shit to do in Nashville, she's like, "We're gonna do this
because it's like a cult while you're on it." Because it's a good time. I would challenge somebody to go on this and not have a good time. Like,
agreed.
You would have to be like just being a shitty person. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go into this open minded at all, you're gonna have a blast.
You're right. We'll get to the rating, but
yeah.
Drinking
or
not. All right, so drinking game's over, and then we have a couple of blocks to make before we go to Yeehaw. Now, Yeehaw, Old Smoky Moonshine, Skulled Six, and Peabody, that's the complex that we were going to end the day at, but we didn't get to decide that. So here's my question to you guys. If the majority of this place said that we want to go to Six and Peabody because this girl did it, right? Or this girl suggested it. The other patrons, because we're on a public, you know, Pedal Tavern, we have to get off there too. But what if we, you know, were at the origin point? Like, she made the decision for us, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So hear me out here, because when we pulled up, there was another Pedal Tavern pulling out of exactly where we're at.
Right.
So do you think there's like a subliminal messages being, you know, pushed in saying, this is where this tour ends, but we're not going to tell you that. Or
at Old Smoky Moonshine?
Yeah. Or do you?
I thought you said it ended on Broadway normally.
I thought it ended back at the Pedal Tavern.
I think
it definitely did not end back at the Pedal Tavern.
I think he said, like, we have a few places we can drop people off. She recommended this place. If nobody has any objections, we'll just do that.
Yeah.
And nobody objected. So.
So you can't get back to it. So basically what I'm saying is don't drive to do the Pedal Tavern you're going to get dropped off and then you're going to have to get an Uber back to your car.
Especially if you're drinking.
I completely agree. So anyway, we pull off of the drinking game. We got a couple blocks to go. Next up, Kenny Loggins. Always
Footloose.
Always a banger.
It was good.
And this is where people on the street started appreciating us for not playing like the typical Don't Stop Believing and stuff like that. I think Footloose and then Old Time Rock and Roll. What's that?
No Journey songs on this whole trip.
No Journey.
Which is great.
It was awesome. I thought the song selection on this entire ride, which is something that we focus on these episodes, was pretty on point. Like, I had fun.
Besides For Life is a Highway, I'm kind of with Old Boy on that. That was like the one song that was like, bleh.
Yeah, that
Well, and the Shania Twain song.
Yeah.
I'm over that song. I know they...
I feel like a woman.
Shania I feel like Twain. They have to play it, but man.
That's a banger. I think you have to play it.
I thought that was Garth Brooks.
Shut up. Anyway, so we pull up to Old Smoky Moonshine, Yeehaw Brewing, 6 and 6 in Peabody, and this is where the tour ends. We're about an hour and a half into this point. Perfect. We get off. John wants to take more pictures, so we take a picture as a whole group, which is great.
Yeah.
And he's very skilled on the phone. Like we say, people are skilled on the mic. This guy is skilled on the phone. Boom. Dude had phones in every one of his pockets. Had knocked three phones in his hand and was just nailing these pictures. I've got the proof to show that he did a great job on my phone within 2 seconds.
So, imagine how many photos he's taken. Like think about how many photos he took today. He's probably doing what, like 5 or 6 of these tours a day?
At least.
Times however long he's worked there. I hope he's good.
No, he killed it, man.
He did, man. We had some great pictures.
He did a great job as a host. Great job on music, making sure the crowd was having fun.
Dropped more jokes than the Redneck Comedy Tour bus.
I did laugh more than the Redneck.
I did too. I'm going to say, I think he has very little to do with what music is played.
Oh, you think
I kind of feel like there's a playlist and he just like rolls to it.
Well, we pulled up beside another pedal tavern and I was wondering, I was like, I can't hear what they're playing. Is it the same music?
Oh my God. What if it's synced up like perfectly?
Right. I was like, could it be? Because like I couldn't hear what they're playing anyway.
I could be wrong. He could have a choice over it. He could have a choice. But yeah. I feel like there's probably a selection of songs they're like, you have to play these songs.
Yeah. I also think he turned back plenty of times to like gauge the crowd. Like he was very attentive to see, having fun? Do we need anything? Like he was very...
He had that rear view mirror strip.
That too.
Yeah, he could see us. Make sure everybody's pedaling. Pedal, motherfuckers.
That's what they need, somebody at the back with a whip.
That's right.
So we do have to throw in a shout out. We got off at Old Smoky Yeehaw, got a lift back to Demumbrian, and poked our heads into Tin Roof because we needed to use the restroom.
It's probably been 10 years since I've been at Tin Roof. Maybe longer.
Nobody was there.
I mean, well, it's fucking...
I mean, it's Sunday afternoon. Like 3 or 4. Or
I get it. It's still the same. Just a heads up to everybody in Nashville. Yep. All right, so let's get on to rating this, right? Because here's what we do, and we're doing on Are You Not Transportained? This is a series that we do for you. We're going to sacrificing ourselves to
and
go out
weekends,
on and weekends and times from our family to go experience the Nashville transportainment party bus lifestyle.
Yep.
Like we said, we're going to do everything from a horse-drawn carriage to golf carts to pedal taverns to tractors to comedy tour buses to
fire trucks,
educational tour buses. We're going to try all of this stuff for you and release these episodes. Let's go on and get it on because the last one, we need a palate cleanser here, guys.
Let's do it.
I think we got a palate cleanser today.
I think Juicebox and I saw the extreme one and it was like, it had like plastic wrapping on the inside. So like, I think it really is extreme. Like anything goes.
We'll see.
Maybe that's the next one we do. All right. Our rating system is 1 out of 5 woos because you hear woo all everywhere in Nashville. That's what you want to do in a pedal tavern. That's what you want to do in a party bus. That's what you want to do standing on the side of Broadway.
You want to.
Everybody wants to woo. We talk about it all the time. So 1 out of 5 woos. 5 woos being the best and 1 woo being the Redneck Comedy Tour Bus.
Yeah.
This week, I am going to give 5 woos.
5 woos, man.
5 woos, man. Yeah, 100%.
Let's just say it. Like, I mean, listen, insane how much fun this is. I don't care if you've been living in Nashville, you're listening to us because your friends, your family, your neighbors, your, you know, somebody who's discovered us in this city, but I know you get pissed. I know everybody for years or at least since the pandemic has gotten pissed because they're riding behind 7-mile-an-hour party buses and 7-mile-an-hour pedal taverns.
Unless I'm pedaling.
And you get pissed. And you. Here's our challenge to you. Go experience that shit. Get on one of those, and then when you're riding behind one of them in your car on your way home because you've had a hard day at the office or you're trying to get to work, well, they don't go around that early, but you're pissed off, but you will remember how much fun you had on a pedal tavern, and you'll be like, you know what? This gets an excuse. I'm cool with this because I remember how much fun I had on that thing.
I'll tell you how I set the bar on my rating is if somebody were to come to town, would I recommend it? And I would 100% recommend it and want to go. Like, I'd be like, hey, right, yeah, you're coming in town? Dude, let's do the Pedal Tavern and we'll end up downtown. We'll do some downtown shit and then we'll fucking go to East Nashville and call it a night.
I feel like it's one of those things that would maybe initially be a hard sell. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like...
It might, but it's like... It's going to set the tone. We're going to have a good time and we're going to end up downtown and we're going to fucking ride it out. We're going to have a blast.
Because like, we went on with randos and had a great time.
Exactly.
Imagine if you had like five or six people of your friends, you know, dude, like.
So we pass other pedal taverns, some with the same company, other companies. And man, as we pass them in the streets, if you're close to him, everybody was high-fiving the other pedal tavern. It's fucking cool.
It's almost like there's no competition. They're all friends with each other.
Yeah.
The different companies, the different bikes, the different drivers.
Cult.
They all know each other and see each other all the time.
it's like a cult or it's like a drug. Like being on it is like being on some kind of drugs.
It's like, damn, all right.
So we have nothing negative to say this week. And I know a lot of you come to these episodes to hear us like say, this is shit and we shouldn't have it in Nashville and we shouldn't be doing it and it's ruining our streets.
But go on it.
To me, all the politicians in Nashville or all of these, you know, people on boards or with the Metro Council that are trying to get this abolished, the NDOT director who spends all of her time trying to get all of this stuff off the streets of Nashville, realize that tourism is our number two industry. And now I will not ever not be downtown when I look at one of those things and be like, you know what? They should be having fun.
Great time, dude. Yeah. Get a babysitter.
I wish I was doing that right now.
Right.
So take your suit off and quit bitching at the city of Nashville and our mayor and put some shorts and, you know, a fucking flower shirt on and go on a pedal tavern because I guarantee you it's going to change your perspective and your life in Nashville.
Yeah.
Yep. And tell your mom and them.
Tell your mom and them. We are back every single week with Bucky's Basement. We love doing these episodes. If you want to, go to buckysbasement.com. Tell us what pedal or what party bus company you want us to do next.
We'll do it.
Because we will draw that out of a hat and we'll do it just for you. We'll give you a shout out.
Do we got? Like, we've done three so far, so there's like 82 left.
Yeah. We got plenty.
There's more Nick Cage movies, though, that we have to go through.
What's more?
The pedal tavern.
That's true. Transportation. And we're eventually going to do a drawing. So we're going to have likes on Instagram. We're going to give a giveaway because that means that in about a month from now, you're going to get to join us on the Pontoon Saloon.
No just shit. You're telling us what it is.
And Bucky's Basement. I'm not going to tell you which week it is. I'm just going to tell you a month or so from now. We're going to invite one fan of Bucky's Basement to come with us on the Pontoon Saloon, which doesn't open until next month.
And oh my God.
I'm so pumped. It's a pontoon boat that just drives up and down Cumberland River.
I hope it's a Margie.
We are back each and every week on Bucky's Basement. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you watch your YouTube. And as always,
tell your mom and them.
Fireball. Turned around and said, walk this way.
I was born in a plane.